Now, mate, Matthew Tukaki has popped in today. Matthew surprised me because I've always thought he was some sort of office guy, but he's not. Seemingly, you also did Māori Trade Trading, Matthew.
Man of many trades, Dale. Man of many trades.
Maybe you grab that one.
This one.
Yeah.
A man of many trades, Dale Husband. Man of many trades.
Okay. And what I'm assuming it was what, aeronautical engineering.
No.
No.
No, plumbing, gas fitting. True story, too. I also used to clean the Sanford's Fish Factory at Sulphur Point in Tauranga there. And then after my job at the Sanford's Fish Factory, I would go and clean Harrington's nightclub. And let me tell you, sticky floors on a Sunday morning ain't good.
Ain't good. Did you find any money, though?
I used to go into the bells of the big fishing fleets, the Sanford's boats, and clean those. Yeah, as a teenager, I used to clean the factory floor at Dunlop's over Christmas, the Pacific Tyres in Upper Hutt. Oh, yeah, no, I'm far from an office worker.
Okay, fair enough. I wish some of these guys who wear their suits all day around Wellington had actually got out and pushed a wheelbarrow somewhere.
Oh. Well, I mean, I think these people have no idea how the real world works. I mean, there is nothing truer of a good, honest man then riding around in his uncle's plumbing van, eating mince pies, and that's what he ends up paying you for the whole school holidays, and you don't even get good ones. And forcing you to do the jobs that apprentices don't like, which is climbing underneath the house to release the valve on the sewage pipe.
Yeah, and your uncle pays you in mince pies.
My uncle still owes me $20.
Oh, a lot more than that, I'd suggest as well. Well, we know that the world runs by tradies and guys who turn up. So any boost to their situation is welcome.
Can I just say, I think a lot of this is bollocks because the Māori EPS Trade Trainee Program used to work extremely well. I was one of the last Māori EPS Trade Trainees back in 1993. My father was a trade trainee. My uncles were all trade trainees. They got jobs, and if they didn't get their trade through Māori EPS Trade Trainees, they'd go into the army and they'd learn a trade. Today, we don't know what we're actually training people for. We're not building anything. In fact, all we're doing is training people, our whānau, our Māori in particular, to go and work in Australia.
Oh, don't be like that. We're just trying to get out of that one. Matthew Tukaki with us, obviously a political year.
Yeah.
And I know you've just pulled in and sort of got a little tar-hide. I just wanted to remind people that, those that you don't realise, in fact, benefited from the Māori Trade Training Scheme. Matthew's done.
Can I just say, I'm following politics this morning. The story of Tama Pōtaka, who comes on our show, who pulled out of the RNZ morning show at midnight last night. He's in a bit of trouble at the moment with MSD and Māori housing and so on and so forth. So very unusual for Tama to pull out at midnight.
Well, yeah, but, He's sort of upbeat. He's a poster boy for the Nats, isn't he?
Well, it seems that the right side of politics have a few poster boys and girls at the moment. We're running with a breaking story on WaitiaNews.com this morning.
Yes.
All about the ACT Party candidate in one of the seats in Wellington there that has had to resign after it's been discovered her affiliations with the Chinese Communist Party. Now, I bet your bottom dollar, if it was a Māori candidate running for Te Pāti Māori or even Labour, and they didn't disclose, say, look, a criminal conviction 20 years old, they'd be all over it. Well, where is the mainstream media when it comes to calling out these things? We already know that the allegations around a former National MP with ties to the Chinese government, and now we've got an ACT Party candidate that's now resigned. We're not even... the month before the election, and it's all on.
And we'll be covering it as best we can, too, here on WaitiaNews.com. But today, we'll be celebrating our young people and their kapahaka. But certainly, we've got our eye on November 7, as we should have. Thank you, Matthew.